This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show number 157. You're listening to the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show. My name's David Hinchliffe, and this week, due to some technical difficulties, we haven't been able to bring you a full-length show this week, but luckily enough, I managed to pluck an interview that I did recently with a cricketer in India, so you are having some content this week to listen to and enjoy. Surajit Lahiri is a cricketer from Bengal who has a lot of experience playing at a club level and playing Ranji Trophy cricket. So he's going to give us a little bit of an insight into what you need to do in India to become a successful cricketer. So if you're listening in India in particular, then it's going to be of interest to you if you're a young player and you want to get a bit more of a detailed understanding of the way that the system works and you can use it to your advantage. And if you're not listening in India, it's still an interesting interview because later on in the interview, Surajit goes into a few details on the types of attitudes and ways of playing that are best advantageous to any cricketer if they want to become successful and they want to become a professional. So, without any further ado, on with the interview.
Who runs recreational and professional cricket in India?
The recreational part of cricket run in India is mostly by the corporates, and the professional side of cricket is run by the BCCI, which is the governing body of cricket in India.
What professional teams and leagues exist?
Look, every state has got their own league, so they're different states. There are so many states in India which plays cricket, so every state has got their own leagues.
What is the professional development structure in India?
The professional development structure in India, you can say there's club cricket, is district cricket, and then you've got the Ranji trophies, the under 16s, under 19s, and the under 22 cricket. Then you play Dilip Trophy, and then you play India A side and the Indian side.
What regional amateur leagues tournaments are best to play in get to get spotted?
If you are, as I am playing for Bengal and I've played club cricket in Bengal, I can say if you're playing in Bengal and you play well in the club structure, you get opportunity to play for your Ranji Trophy team, which is in Bengal. And then if you do well in that, you play for India.
What is the structure of club cricket?
The structure of club cricket is, in Bengal, it's like there are two divisions. You've got Division 2 and you've got Division 1. The Division 2 is more for under 16, under 19 boys. And the Division 1 is a bit more seniors, where more pro cricketers are playing.
What is the structure of local district cricket?
The structure of local district cricket, They've got like 36 districts in Bengal, which plays district cricket. And mostly junior cricketers are playing district cricket in Bengal.
Are there any other forms of cricket where a high standard is played? For example, university, academy?
Yeah, definitely. There are opportunities for players to play university level, which is a very high standard level. I've personally played university cricket, which I think is a very high standard of cricket. There is college cricket, which is good enough, and yeah, obviously the school cricket, where junior section of people are playing. It's a good standard of cricket.
Which local academies have the best reputation for turning out the best players?
Look, to be honest, I think the National Cricket Academy in Bangalore is the best academy within India. But it's only for pro cricketers who are more eligible to play Ranji Trophy and playing for India or even under 19 standards. But apart from that, there are several other academies within India. I can give you a few examples. There is a Sourav Ganguly Cricket Academy in Bengal, which runs good cricketers. Many of the under 16 boys and under 19 boys are playing from that academy.
What is the best age to get spotted by a professional team?
I think 19 to 22 is the best age for any cricketer to get spotted.
How old is it possible to get picked at the professional level?
Look, a cricketer gets matured at the age of 25 to 27. So I think the best age to play professional cricket, maybe 24, 25 or even 26. That's the age any good professional club looks for a cricketer, where a guy gets more matured if you're a batsman or a bowler.
Are there any professional trials? If so, how does a young player get into the trial?
Yeah, obviously, there are professional trials. I can say about Bengal. You do well in your club level and you get an opportunity for the trials for under-16s or under-19s or even Ranji Trophy. And then if you do well in the trials, you get an opportunity to play for Bengal.
Imagine a young player who has only played tennis ball, tape ball, gully cricket. How would they take the next step up to playing hardball cricket?
Look, it's difficult to go into the next level of cricket if you're playing tape ball or gully cricket. But I've got a few friends of mine who have come out of gully cricket and played probably the highest standards of cricket. It's your own ability, and it's like anyone who is concerned with real cricket or higher standards of cricket looks at you and gets an opportunity to pick you up, and you get an opportunity to do well.
What, in your view, is the best way for someone playing non-professional cricket to get spotted by a pro team?
It's very hard for anyone who is not playing in the professional league to get spotted, because to be honest, it's really tough to get spotted by any people if you're not playing in professional leagues. So you have to play professional league to get spotted.
What traits does a player need to be a successful cricketer?
Look, I personally believe you need 50% of your ability, 25% is your effort, how much effort you put into it, and the next 25%, it depends on your luck. So it makes a package that's needed for a cricketer.
Does the system for finding players differ in different regions? If so, how?
Yeah, obviously. There are so, as I said before, also it's so many regions, so many regional leagues goes on. So there are different structure of cricket in different regions. So it's a different panel that sets in each and every state. So suppose Bengal has got their own way of selecting guys to play cricket. It differs to Delhi, it differs to Bombay, it differs to other states in India.
How important is it to have a coach with a recognized name?
I personally believe, yes, you need a coach who has got his name. But still, there are so many examples where maybe the coach hasn't played really good standards of cricket, but still he is the best coach. So it doesn't matter whether the name is there or not, but it's how good a coach you are.
Is there any favoritism politics in the system? If so, how do you take advantage to your favor?
I won't say no to this question, but I can still say yes, you need a favor, because I can give an example. Suppose I'm playing in a side and my captain, whoever is the captain of my side, if I don't get a favor from the captain, I won't be able to perform well in the match. Same when you're playing cricket, you need the favor from the selectors. So you have to take that person who is selecting you in your favor so that you can get opportunities to show your skills.
Do you have to have money as well as talent to succeed?
Look, cricket is a rich game. You need money to play cricket, but there are exceptional cases where, and nowadays you can see in Indian cricket, people are coming out from rural areas playing cricket. Yes, you do need money, but still there are exceptions where people can come out of very poor families and still play cricket and come up in life.
Is it possible to balance studies and cricket in India?
It's a hard question, but still, yes. It's a bit hard for any cricketer to balance his studies and his cricket together, because you know the school structure in India is different to that of maybe in England. As I've played cricket in England, I can give you a difference over there. It's like in England, the school structure allows you to play cricket or to do sports. But in Indian structure of schooling, there's a huge difference where a guy doesn't get an opportunity to do sports. So in that sense, I can say it's a bit hard for any young cricketer to balance his studies and sports. So he has to pull up at some stage, whether he has to decide he has to go into studies or he has to play cricket.
Do you need family support to play professionally?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You need family support in every aspect of your life. Cricket is another aspect of your life where you need a full family support to go forward in your life.
So that is the end of this week's show. Slightly truncated compared to normal, but don't worry, we'll be back to normal next week. If you want to send in your questions to the show, then you can do that. We're still after questions for the show to answer, and you can do that on the following details. You can email us on coach@pitchvision.com, and you can call us on 0208 816 7691. And if you're not in the UK, if you're in India, if you're in Australia, if you're in America, we have listeners all over the world, then the international numbers are all on the website at pitchvision.com/academy. If you want to get in touch with us via social media, then we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/pitchvisionacademy, and our Twitter handle is PB Cricket Coach. You can also subscribe to the show if you want to listen to the show every week, and it's normally about half an hour long. Then you can go over to iTunes, do a search for Pitch Vision Academy, and find us in there. Click on the subscribe button and you'll get all the updates when they come out every Friday. And if you want to subscribe to the show in any other way, then head over to pitchvision.com/academy. Click on the podcast link at the top and the green bar there, and you'll be able to see the link to the RSS feed that we use. So if you want it nice and easy, use iTunes, and if you know what you're doing a little bit more and you want to use the feed instead, then head over to pitchvision.com/academy. That's all for this week, so until next week, thanks for listening.